This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. The Daily Tip on the MGM Network. We are live from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. Great to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. All sorts of questions swirling around the Chiefs after that 0-2 start. So let's get some answers to all these questions and find out what's really going on. We're bringing Bob Fesco from 96.5, The Fan in Kansas City. Bob, good morning to you. You know how this works. It's 0-2. The sky is falling. The dynasty is over. What's really going on in Kansas City?
Well, they're trying to figure it out with their top two wide receivers on the injured or suspended list right now. I mean, it's like trying to do anything in any job when you're down your top two people. It's very hard to accomplish what you want to do. And so they're trying to kind of get through this thing with Rashi Rice and Xavier Worthy. Xavier Worthy on the mend. Hopefully will be back this week against the Giants. And then obviously we know Rashi Rice won't be back until week seven, but you know, you lose two of your biggest playmakers, and you know, you haven't been that bad. You've been in both of these games, right? It's not like they've lost these games by large margins or anything like that. So I mean, it's impossible, I think, for anybody to try to, you know, get this thing done with two of your best weapons on the bench.
Yeah, and it feels like these are the type of games we saw last year. It's just the Chiefs won all the close games, so eventually you're not going to win all of the close games. But I wanted to ask you, how is the fan base feeling? Because I think we see the Chiefs from a national perspective, and I think people are doing a little dancing on the grave. And, you know, Kansas City has been on top of the mount for so long that some people, you know, want somebody new. And obviously the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. But how's the fan base feeling? Are they still confident?
Well, yeah, I think so. But I'll ask what grave, because this team is far from dead. And so anybody dancing on the grave is a fool. And so you can dance all you want and talk about how this team is dead and the dynasty is over. But we're two games into this season. And in 2015, the Chiefs started 1-5 and won 10 in a row. And that team wasn't as good, clearly, as this team is, you know, right now from a talent standpoint. I think Andy Reid's a much better coach now than he was 10 years ago when they went, you know, 1-5 and then won 10 straight and made it into the playoffs and won a playoff game. So I love the folks that are dancing on the grave. It makes me happy. But, you know, as far as the fan base here, it just depends on who you talk to. If you talk to people that are rational, which are those are the people you meet in public, everybody's fine with it. You see the text line or, you know, some of the comments that come in like that. Some of those are irrational comments right now, but you know, it's an 0-2 start. And while every quarterback seemingly in the NFL is going down from injury, we're going to be getting guys back here in Kansas City. And that's a good thing.
So let me ask you about that, Bob. When the Chiefs become stronger at receiver, how much does that help this offense and help this team moving forward? Because ultimately it's about the end of the season, not the start.
Well, and that's the thing. And for years, I've been saying the regular season is meaningless, and my boss gets mad at me all the time. How could you say that? I go, because the regular season doesn't matter for this team. What matters is what they do at the end of the year in January and February. You know, as long as Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have this duo going on here in Kansas City, the Super Bowl or bust is the goal. And so the regular season is kind of the preseason for them, you know, kind of figure things out, figure out where they're going to be and what they're going to do. Now, obviously, you want to win the games. There's no question about it. But once you get Rashee Rice back, he opens the middle of the field up. He's so good in yards after the catch, man. You hit him over the middle and he is gone. And then, you know, you get Xavier Worthy out there, and he's the fastest guy right now in the NFL, and he can do so much damage out there. And look, I think they win these last two games if they have at least Xavier Worthy, you know, out there on the field. The first game was a lot of stuff geared towards Worthy, and then he gets hit on the third play by Travis Kelce, and he's done for the rest of the day. And so, you know, you had to change your entire game plan there. And you know, this game against the Eagles, you know, maybe Rashee Rice is a big part of what they're trying to do from an offensive standpoint. You don't get an interception in the end zone off a, you know, a bobble by Kelce. So, you know, I think a lot of things change once you get your two weapons back, and it allows you to do, you know, what they've wanted to do with this offense for a while now. That's go deep and open things up. They haven't had the weapons, and now they do have the weapons, and one's suspended and one's injured.
I understand the point that you're making when you say the regular season doesn't really matter as much for the Chiefs, but looking back at previous years, it feels like they've had home field advantage or like a first round bye. They've had all of these great situational spots throughout the playoffs. Do you think home field advantage matters for them? Because I feel like it kind of does. And right now, if you don't win the division, you know, the Chargers are looking like a really, really good team. And I understand we've had this conversation before where people want to put teams ahead of the Chiefs in the AFC West. And I have learned my lesson. But do you think the regular season is important from that standpoint? Setting yourself up for a first-round bye and, you know, home field advantage?
No, I don't, because 2 years ago they were 11-6 and went to Buffalo, went to Baltimore, and still won the Super Bowl. And so, I mean, like all the excuses that people want to use against the Chiefs of why this matters or why this doesn't matter, they've proven everything to everyone. They've won on the road. They've beaten Josh Allen on the road. They've beaten Lamar Jackson on the road. They've beaten Joe Burrow at home. They've beaten Josh Allen at home. They've beaten Lamar at home. Like, this team just knows how to win when it matters and when it counts and when they really need to pull things out. Now, obviously, you've seen two Super Bowls where they've, you know, gotten blown out. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes' worst season ever in the NFL has ended in overtime of the AFC Championship game. Like, that's his shortest season in his career as a starter in this league, is overtime of an AFC Championship game. So, like, none of this concerns me right now. Now, if we get to a point where we're sitting here and the Chiefs are 0-6 or something like that, then obviously we'll have to answer some questions and whatnot. But, no, you know, home field advantage just doesn't matter because they proved they can go anywhere and win. And once January rolls around, I'm not betting it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Against, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid ever.
Bob, we've asked about the fans, but being around the team and the coaches, is there a sense of calm? Is there a sense of panic? How are they taking this 0-2 start?
Well, they're calm. I mean, Andy Reid has done this for 100 years, you know, and he's been through ups and downs and all arounds, you know, with teams and whatnot. And, you know, talking with Derek Johnson yesterday, who was on that 2015 team, he goes, yeah, it was pretty amazing. We're sitting there 1-5, and Andy walks in and goes, hey, we're good, man. We're not far behind at all. We're good. We're one play here. We're one play there. We're one mistake here. It's no big deal. And then they win 10 in a row. And so I would imagine Andy's probably going to handle it the same way. I mean, they know they have good players. They know what they're up against right now, and they know in those first two games, it's like self-inflicted losses, right? I mean, Harrison Butker misses a field goal. He never does that. And then Travis Kelce, you know, blows that touchdown. He hardly ever does that. And so you got 10 points off the board right there. So it's not like they're not able to make the plays or move the ball down the field. They just got to finish, man. It's just a little stuff right that, like the concentration level and making sure they finish the play and do all the right things. Because the one thing that is different from this team that we really haven't seen in the Mahomes era is the ability to overcome mistakes is just not there right now. Right now, it may be later when you get Rice back and when you get Worthy back, but right now their ability to overcome those mistakes that we've seen over the last 8 years, that's not there right now. And so they have to get used to understanding that being down 10 with 3 minutes to go is no more a guaranteed win for this team.
I think what I keep thinking about as well is, how long are the Chiefs going to be one of the contenders in the AFC? Because we see this with a lot of teams and a lot of dynasties where it doesn't last forever. But will this last as long as Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback?
Yeah, I think it absolutely will. I mean, he's so driven. I mean, Tom Brady lasted 20 years and went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. And I don't remember these conversations taking place, you know, when the Patriots were doing their thing. Maybe it's less of the ability for people to talk 20 years ago with, you know, without the you know, the social media and all this kind of stuff and the way that the media is today. But I feel like people are just absolutely waiting for this team to fall apart. And the more that people wait for this team to fall apart, I think they use that as motivation, you know, as well. And if Tom Brady can get that, you know, his thing going for 20 years and figure out a way to stem the tide and go through all the generations that they had in New England, Andy Reid's a much better coach, as we're seeing now, than Bill Belichick could ever dream of being. And Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks to have ever played. And so I feel really, really good where they are right now.
He is co-host of Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. It is Bob Fesco. Bob, great insight this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Anytime, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And I think he's spot on, and certainly he would know that in Kansas City, when you've been there and done that a million different times, like the outside world can say, oh, we're so glad that you guys are struggling. We're tired of the Chiefs. But to them, it doesn't matter because this is the same old song and dance.
I want to ask you, do you think Andy Reid is a better coach than Bill Belichick? Like, I'm trying not to have recency bias here, because like in the recent moments, like you don't even flinch. But like Bill Belichick still has how many Super Bowls? 7?
And I think he won a couple as an assistant. Let me double check this. Yeah, he won 7 as
like
a head coach. He has
people...
8. No, sorry. 6 as a head coach, 2 as an assistant.
6 as a head coach. I just feel like there are people from New England who are like screaming at the radio right now.
I mean, right? Listen, I think I agree. Bill Belichick, in my view, is the greatest football coach in the history of the NFL. Bar none. I love Andy Reid. He's incredible. But recency bias is a real thing, and people are going to look at Bill Belichick and say, oh my God, look what's happening at North Carolina, even though the story isn't written there yet. And look at what's going on with his social life and, you know, dating Jordan Hudson. At the end of the day, it doesn't change anything. Do you know what I mean? Like it doesn't suddenly take those Super Bowls away. If he loses every game for the rest of the season in Chapel Hill, they don't take away a Super Bowl ring or 2 or 3. He still won those. And the whole, well, it's because of Tom Brady. Well, yes, but also Andy Reid has Patrick Mahomes. Great head coaches generally have great quarterbacks. And also Bill Belichick built that Patriots defense as well. So I don't buy the idea that just because Bill Belichick is struggling now or his path hasn't been what maybe we expected, that suddenly he wasn't a great head coach. He always will be.
Yeah, what's the ultimate mark of like what you measure success by? It's Super Bowl wins, is it not?
Yes.
So like there, that's the trump card. You just put that down. You're like, oh, 6 Super Bowls. End of discussion.
Right.
And I think people love to say the Tom Brady thing, and there's some ammo for that argument. But also sure. look at how many great quarterbacks there are in the NFL right now that have zero Super Bowl wins.
Yeah. No.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow may never win one. And I feel very sad saying that. But like, just because you have a great quarterback does not guarantee you a Super Bowl, let alone six.
That's absolutely right, because it takes a complete team effort, and people get so focused on Brady, and I get that, but they sort of ignore all the other parts and bringing in other guys. Remember the Patriot way? That was a thing. That was a hard thing to do to make sure everyone was on the same page. Also, Dylan, who is defending the Patriots, says Andy Reid has a 1-4 head-to-head record against Bill Belichick's teams. His only win coming in 2023. So we got that in. Coming up next, it is a teaser Tuesday. We're going to let Chelsea tell us where she's putting her money before the weekend. Hour 2 coming your way on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.